Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yes, America is in a happiness slump, guys.
America, yeah.
A new national report from the Common Good reveals a stark reality that U.S. happiness is falling at one of the fastest rates in the developed world.
Not good. Not good, Bob.
The latest edition of America's report card gives the United States a grade of D+ in happiness. The U.S. is no longer keeping pace with its traditional peers, and it's being overtaken by countries Americans don't expect to be ahead of us. Those countries would be Lithuania.
All right, go Lithuania.
Mexico. Yeah, that's Israel. Good. And the United Arab Emirates.
Israel?
That's right.
Well, I get the Emirates people. They seem to be a pretty decent, unless you're a woman over there. If you're a dude, things kind of on the up and up. Israel is a little surprising due to the whole, you know, war.
Are you saying, did you say that everything's on the up and up in the United Arab Emirates?
If you're a guy.
I don't know that that's true. But yes, if you're
A guy, if you're I think everything over there is awesome. If you're a woman.
You're just saying the happiness. But it's not on the up and up.
Oh, for God's sakes, no.
It's just.
Yeah.
You're just rich and happy, and
if you're a dude over there,
you can do whatever you want.
I'm guessing things are pretty sweet. If you're a gal,
I don't know that that's happiness, is it?
Well, I think over there it is.
The U.S. has fallen from 11th to 24th place in global happiness in the rankings from 2012 to 2025. That is one of the steepest declines among wealthy democracies.
Yeah.
Loneliness has reached epidemic levels. The U.S. is among the top five loneliest countries studied, with 21% of Americans reporting feeling lonely always, or almost always. Polarization is fueling unhappiness, with 62% of Americans saying the country is too divided to function, and fewer than half trusting their neighbors.
Oh, yeah, dude. I know plenty of people that talk about how they don't talk to family or they've lost long-lost friends simply because, you know, people like the orange guy and other people don't. And it's like, well, I can't hang out with this person if not. And, you know, we are... it certainly feels like we are careening towards something. It's not great out there right now.
It says national division is compounding isolation. It is weakening communities and pushing life satisfaction downward. Social media is eroding well-being.
Yeah.
Excessive screen time is linked to higher loneliness, anxiety, depression, particularly among young Americans. And a historic generational happiness gap exists. Americans over 60 are among the happiest in the world, while those under 30 rank 62nd globally, reporting declining life satisfaction, purpose, and social support.
Yeah.
That, right there...
It's not great.
That is the most staggering of all of these facts.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. The younger people, where life should
yes.
be...
Yes.
you would think it's the other way around as you get older and you're facing death and all that. But you know, those people are like, oh, no, life's great. But the young's coming up. And that's it. It breaks my heart because I see my kids who are all now in their 20s. And like you hear about the struggles and the stuff they worry about. Some of that stuff is like terrifying. And there's not a good answer to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are answers. It's just complicated.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
No one wants to take the time. I mean, that's too hard to unpack on a dumb show like this.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of young people who just don't view the world. They see the world. The world doesn't work for them.
No.
They're just like, what is this?
No.
I have to pay what to just get a house? I have to pay what to just get an apartment? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is why they're going to extremes on, in certain areas.
I mean, it's
wild.
I mean, I'll say this. My daughter graduated school, right? Went to school in Illinois and I kind of came home and tried a couple different careers and wasn't really finding it and just kind of got to that point where she just was like, screw it. I kind of want to hit the reset button. She moved to Korea. She was like, what do you think?
How's she doing over there?
She loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was just talking
why
about
why does she love it?
She just says that the how do I put it? Just the pace of life and just the cultural fit for her is just better. It's a more enjoyable existence. And so she just kind of was like, I can't really find anything here that works for me. And so she was just like, what about taking a kind of leap of faith and a grand adventure? And she was debating between Japan and Korea. She chose Korea and just is over there now. And I'm not saying everything is hunky-dory, but I kind of wondered if she was going to do like 6 months and kind of miss like back home. And she's like, no. She goes, I actually really, really like it here. She just says the way kind of, I guess it's just, to a lesser extent, it's just a happier existence over there. But then other people would be like, no, I can't imagine living anywhere other than the United States. So, I mean, it's an individual choice. But you are hearing more and more young people that are going to this. There is a whole group of people over there that, like, the passport bros. Well, it's passport kids that are like, well, I mean, the American dream doesn't necessarily fit for me, so let's go try it somewhere else.
Well, we are a very, very wealthy nation.
Yeah.
But we are a wealthy nation with an unhappy public.
Yeah.
Says Patricia Duff, founder of The Common Good. Happiness is not a luxury. It is a measure of whether society is working. And America can and must do much better. She says, America excels at creating prosperity, but we are failing to create belonging, connection, and trust.
Yeah.
I think the prosperity is kind of a fail right now, too. You talk about being wealthy. It's all kind of in one place.
Yeah.
Well, wealth is just sticking up at the top.
Well, and that's one of the things that she talks about from living in Korea. And again, this is all secondhand information, but
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The housing and apartments over there are very small, but like everyone's, it's not expensive.
How much does she pay for rent, if you don't mind me asking?
God, I don't know off the top of my head. But, because it's in, and it's in won, too, so I don't know.
Where's that?
Well, won is the Korean dollar.
Oh.
So I don't know.
What city does she live in?
She lives in Seoul now. She was living in Busan, and then she took a different job. And Seoul. So now she lives in Seoul. And so, yes, if, like, there are certain things, like, none of the apartments over there have washer dryers, right? So you go, like, when she comes home, she's very excited to do laundry. And so you live in smaller places. They don't have washer dryers. Like, you hang your clothes on a line. And over here, that's viewed as I live in a S-hole apartment. That, and over there, it's like people are happy to live in that. She lives in a fun little neighborhood, and there's, like, cafes, and everyone kind of goes out, and she goes to these different bars, and you kind of have their, like, the little neighborhood communities over there is what she loves. She's like, when you live in a neighborhood, that group kind of becomes your family. You see the same people at the same little market, at the same little restaurant, at the same little noodle bar, and you kind of just kind of get to know those people, and you just kind of have this little community. And she was kind of telling me that you don't have much over there, as far as most people don't have cars. Everything is mass transit. Most people don't have big fancy homes. You're either living in small places or, you know, apartments and whatnot. And, but she said no one really is, no one's really pissy and moaning. She just says people are just in better moods, that there's just a better vibe than what she was finding over here.
Well,
but if you go find someone that lives in Lake O and, you know, lives on the water,
well, yeah,
I mean, they're probably saying that, why would you live anywhere else?
I know a guy who, and his wife and family who got out, who lived right on the water and has done great in his work, and they moved. They left there.
Yeah.
They didn't like it. They were not happy there.
Yeah.
So it's not, I don't know. It's we have the mindset, we need the mindset to change. We won't. We have plenty of money, right? We have the resources. It's just we don't have the mindset. And that's really the root of the problem, isn't it?
Sure.
Like, we're just entitled and spoiled and kind of... we just don't have the perspective like they have over there.
Yeah.
And we can argue why that is. There's a lot of reasons. I also think it's gotten a lot worse in the last... Well, I think since COVID, I mean, I feel like COVID really
did a number
changed a lot. Yes, it did. Yeah. And we don't admit that. Nobody talks about that.
But it did.
Now, of course, COVID was worldwide. Yeah. So why are we, you know, maybe we're not struggling to recover as much as other countries. I don't know. Yeah. But it just feels like ever since COVID, it's just been a wild ride here.
Well, I will say that, like, as someone points out, like, with international students that come over here, if you want to try to build wealth and start a business, there's no better place in the world than the United States.
No, for sure.
I mean, we have the ability here to be...
Well, that's the stuff we take for granted. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
It's all right here.
It's all right
but
there.
But we just take that for granted because we've always been here.
Yeah. The other one, too, that you get into is... And again, it's funny. As I'm thinking of this, people are chiming in. We live in the United States that is so culturally different, and a lot of times when you go to smaller places, if you travel to Iceland, you travel to Sweden, you travel to Japan, you travel to Korea, it is much more culturally in line. It's one group of people, whereas we are more of a melting pot. When you go to Korea, you basically meet Koreans, and there is more of a sense of community. It's more of a sense of national pride, where we have 50 of those, and it's a lot harder to kind of get everyone on the same page.
That's true.
And then the other one, too, is, again, expectations. I think we were sold the bill of goods from the 1950s that if you just did, you mind your P's and Q's, you graduated high school, you get a house, a car, a wife, a kid, a dog, everything's fine. And that's the American dream. And we expect that. And when it doesn't happen, we get pissy and moany about it. When you travel to some third world countries, or you travel to, like, some island nations, when I was in, if you go down to, like, St. Lucia, those people have nothing. But I promise you, those are some of the happiest people you'll ever come across. And I actually ran into a bunch of them when I was down there that it talked about that they did come over to the United States. They would come over to, like, Miami, and they were like, yeah, I lived there for 2 years and I went back. I was working 3 jobs and I was miserable. And I thought I, like, all that stuff would make me happy. And they're like, nah, did I move back? And so there is an element of some of those people are just happier with simpler lives. And we really aren't. Either we have the stuff.
Well, we could be. We just don't have the mindset.
We just don't have the mindset.
We're consumers. You know.
Yes.
More.
If you don't
envy.
If you don't drive the Mercedes or the BMW.
Exactly.
If you don't have the house. If you don't have the expensive car.
It's the keeping up with the Joneses thing. And we, I don't know how to unroot that.
I don't know.
You can't put that genie back in the bottle because
it's just...
Well, social media is now, you talk about keeping up with the Joneses, all the rich Instagram kids that post their lives and the boats and the fancy trips that they take every day. It's like, well, now I feel bad because I'm not doing that. And then you get into this cycle. It's just effed.
It is effed. It's weird. We're in a weird time. But I'm hoping that I have faith that things will get better.
I hope so.
I don't know if they will, but, that's how I choose to look at it. And I choose to drink a lot, so.
That helps, too.
Bourbon really helps.
Immensely.
More of an Irish whiskey man, but I understand. Everyone has their drink of choice. Although everyone's now trying to convince me into tequila because it's healthier.
Yeah,
and let me tell you something. If you're concerned, like, I was playing golf today, and my buddy's like, oh, man, if you get into tequila, I was like, I don't really like tequila. Ah, but... Yeah, tequila's the good one for you. Come on.
I thought that was vodka.
We're now judging our alcoholism based on what's we're all getting drunk.
I had a little nip of Woodford Reserve last night.
Yeah.
And you know what I said in my head?
What?
My God, Rob, you are being so healthy right now.
Nice.
Really?
I was.
That's
yes.
where you're going?
Yes, because I didn't drink wine. I didn't mix anything. I just had a nice two fingers of Woodford. And
two fingers.
I felt like a simple man, you know, like just like, that's. If I'm going to drink and put calories in my body, this is the best way to do it.
Straight bourbon.
I'll tell you right now.
The one
thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to rationalize my drinking. When I'm drinking, I'm drinking. I'm so like
I rationalize it all the
time.
Do
you really?
All the time. In my head. I mean, I don't talk about it. All the time. I'm like, I'll just pour a little baby glass here.
Well, as
I've got baby glasses later.
Yeah.
As I've gotten older, it's been more important to me to like find stuff that really tastes good. So I kind of do the same, Rob, is like, oh, this is good because this is a good kind of liquor. So give me my Elmer T. Lee bourbon. $80 a bottle. Can't find it anywhere. But when I get my hands on that,
that's right.
It's good.
I'm not drinking Mai Tais.
No.
Like, you know,
I got standards here. Damn
that's
it.
Right.
Maybe I need to start doing that because I understand what happens when I pop the top. I'm like, yeah, this is happening. I don't belly up to Jerry's and I'm like, what sort of health conscious decision am I going to make tonight, gentlemen? No, it's.
You ever ordered the skinny bitch?
No.
Pop into Jerry's and tell him, hey, give me a skinny bitch.
Skinny bitch.
That's a drink? That's awesome.
Well, I don't know. Isn't that like vodka soda? Isn't that what all...
I think
that's... Vodka soda with a lime, please.
Yeah, people do the vodka press or, you know...
Or they just do an NA drink. Or they'll do like an alcohol-free seltzer.
Well, that's the what's point happening. Of
exactly.
What?
Idiots. Listen, I get it. Some people don't drink. But look, if you're trying to... If you drink a lot and you're trying to stay somewhat less fat...
Yeah, you're trying to...
You know, the vodka soda can help out, I guess.
Damn right.
And so can tequilas. Like, if you're drinking 18 IPAs a night, like, it's
That's not true.
A good thing for your fat body.
Take a Michelob Ultra, please. Take a Michelob Ultra joint. Oh, my God. Look, I used to understand that if I'm out at a bar, the health thing went out the window when I walked into the bar. I know what I'm doing, right?
Like, got my Michelob Ultra joints.
Just the idea that you're walking into the devil's den there, and you're like, I just like a tip of the hellfire and a little bit of the pitchfork. No, you're there. Just lean into it, for God's sakes. Pour me some Tully's and then let's go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.